The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is February the 11th, 2016. And I want to thank you all for tuning in today and was listening to Malcolm's bodyguard speak about Malcolm's assassination. Well, that's a subject that, you know, I grew up in the New York and New Jersey area. And for those of you that know about New York and New Jersey, especially in the 70s and 80s and 90s, the talk of that area was one that is so gripping to me, because coming from there and living at that time in the 70s, and I was too young in the 70s, but during the 80s, it was so significant because the role that New Jersey played in Malcolm's assassination was more than gripping for a young man that loved history, and his brother, being me, brother took me to the Audubon, schooled me on who Malcolm is, what his energy was about, went to Mosque Number 7, went to all of the significant places growing up there, and then he took me to, it's difficult to even say, but maybe one day I'll do a show about it and we'll actually talk about that painful, unnecessary event that took place and is still a part of our overall, many of our lives. I know it's a part of my life because of the significance of it in the history and what it all meant for me individually, our family, and our culture at large. So just hearing that, understanding some other things from my bringing up, from my upbringing in New Jersey, it is always gripping. And so maybe we'll do a show on that. I know Scotty has in the past, and we will continue, but that's one that's very, very difficult for me to do, but I will do one day. And it's because it's so necessary that we do. So with that being said, let's get into today's show. But before we do that, of course, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's so, so important that we do that, because it, especially in today's time and what we're going to be going through, is essential that we support the networks that are actually there for us and are giving us the information that is in our best interest so that we can make a self-determining direction and also be the way the great creator intended us to live, free and independent. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. If you can, make monetary donations, make a donation of your professional services, make donations of your time, make donations of whatever it is that you have. Create events for Black Talk Radio Network to be a part of, so that the overall growth of this nation can of this network can explode. It so needs to do that. And it is really incumbent upon you because of what Black Talk Radio Network really means and what it has done cannot be ignored. And we all know the importance of it. And this needs to be nurtured to full maturity by us, because it's one of the few that are sincere in its overall direction of providing the best information so that you can establish the best recourse and the overall best options for yourself, for your family, for the community at large. And it's so, so important that we understand and we support those organizations and those individuals that are doing such things, because without that, we will be so much further behind. And it's so unnecessary for us to be further behind. We need to spring forward. And this is what our commitment is, and we need your same commitment also. So please support Black Talk Radio Network. Let your friends, family, and know about Black Talk Network, so the overall listenership can grow, and the overall we can bring more people in and prepare. Because believe me, when it comes to what's coming down the pipe, we definitely are going to need all hands on deck. And they have the best harmonic frequencies and energy that fear no longer overtakes them. And that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. So continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, please. So, so important. Also, go to our Facebook page on Facebook and check out Tando Radio Show. That's Thando Radio Show. And check out what we have posted there. And if you have any questions or comments, definitely make it known there. Let me just say this. Hopefully this goes through. Possibly can go through. Tomorrow will be a powerful, powerful show. Dr. Hawkins will be back on. We will talk to Dr. Hawkins about some of the work that he's doing in the areas of Flint and the importance of providing clean living water to the general population and to the people at large, particularly the people that are in our communities, in our culture, in our families, because they are the targeted individuals from the incidents that are happening, not just in Flint, it's globally. And it's particularly targeting our community first and foremost, and there is a reason behind that. So Dr. Hawkins will be on tomorrow to talk about that, and waiting for confirmation, but it looks like it will happen. I'm not guaranteeing this, but I want to give you guys heads up beforehand so that you all can be here on Tando Radio Show. Dr. Umar Johnson will be on in the first hour tomorrow. Looking forward to that. So everyone, please have your questions and comments ready for Dr. Umar Johnson and all of the things that Dr. Umar Johnson is engaged in. You know, it's a great day when you can have such distinguished spirits as Dr. Umar Johnson and Dr. Will Hawkins on. And these are the individuals that we really, really need to get behind and to galvanize our overall capabilities and support, because these individuals truly and sincerely care about our overall direction. They could have and they could be doing so many other things, but they choose to be here and doing what they're doing for you. And this will be a great opportunity for the Tando Radio listeners to hear what's going on in Dr. Umar Johnson's life and what his aspirations are and what is it that he's doing and what he needs your support in. And not only that, just to hear from the brother himself is going to be a great opportunity for you all. So hopefully that goes through tomorrow. We'll definitely let you know. We'll post it inside of Tando Radio Show. We'll also post it inside of Black Talk Radio Network. And that is what's on the agenda. So be ready and just in case, and it looks like it will, but because schedules are tight, it's still being worked out to make sure that actually could happen. So looking forward to tomorrow's show. Very, very, very powerful show. because of the overall energy and the individuals that are sincerely committed to your overall self-determining, sovereign, and independent freedom. And that is what it's all about. So tomorrow's show should be very, very important and powerful for you. And this is all about supporting the individuals that are supporting us, the foundation of the nation. So check us out tomorrow. Next we have, let's go to Kando Radio Show. Check out what's been posted in Kando Radio Show since yesterday. Very, very important article. Well, no, not article, but put this up early this morning. This is a YouTube video from Dr. Hawkins is there inside of Kando Radio Show. Check that one out. That's there, and is Dr. Hawkins' solution for Flint, Michigan water crisis. Check out that YouTube video. Very, very powerful. You can actually do a little due diligence on what Dr. Hawkins is all about, and some of the things that some of the surface things that he's going to be talking about. One good thing about Dr. Hawkins is that he brings it all. He will tell you straight, and that's what's, you know, going to happen tomorrow. Looking forward to that. So check out that YouTube video that's there. Also, we have another YouTube video out of, this one is a YouTube video. And this is about the Turkey president accusing the U.S. of creating a sea of blood in the Middle East. I'm telling you, with everyone looking at the economic things that's going on globally, this is the prime time for a military event to spring off somewhere in the world to further this act. And we're going to talk about some of those things today. So check that out and hear it for yourself. You can see where this is going, and it is moving towards a global war that we all need to prepare for. Next we have, this was yesterday. And meant, you know, didn't get to talk about it, but really good. I meant to post it. I didn't get to post it yesterday. Congressman Sean Duffy versus Fed Chair Janet Yellen. And this was important because this was my commentary. This is the purge building against the Western bankers. And I've been talking about a purge that's happening, and the purge is going to be against the fraudulent Western bankers, so that they can present them as a sacrifice to the rest of the world, so that they can garnish back control over the economy as it collapses, as it manipulatively collapses. Because what they want to do is reestablish confidence and to control your free will and to gain your confidence so that you will continue to go to them for the solutions. And they will put anyone on the chopping block. So I said, this is the beginning. This is the purge building against the Western bankers that will grow. As I stated before, you will see this expand because it serves a purpose in the deceptive game. Remember, the people creating the problem will protect the system with all kinds of sacrifices in order to maintain control. The seen bankers, figureheads, and celebrities are expendable because they're at the mercy of the overall agenda at hand. And that agenda is all about controlling and manipulating and enslaving as many people as they possibly can. So what they will do, and what you're going to see, you're going to start to see a Western purge, because they're going to bring this Western purge to the rest of the world. And I'm going to tell you, the number one target of the Western purge is the American citizen here, because of the quality of life that you have had in the past based off of the colonization, the exploiting other people's economy and their labor in order for you to have the purchasing power that your currency has had in the past and still maintained somewhat today. This is how they control people. They establish a boogeyman, create that boogeyman, get your attention on that boogeyman so you will never look at the real root of the problem and change your energy towards it. This is the agenda here. And you can see this what Duffy does to Yellen. Basically, she refuses to comply with the subpoena. And this is what you're going to see. You've seen it in the pharmaceutical. You're going to see it expand into the bankers. You're going to see it in Europe. And Europe is going to spew it over into the United States. This is the purge of the sacrifice that's going on. But the U.S. citizen is the main target. This is how they understand that hate has an expiration date. In order for them to maintain control, they have to induce the hate and the fear. And this is how they're going to do it. And this is how this global war is going to expand. So, and we will talk about that definitely. But check out that article next. Said, knew this was coming, commentary. And it is a deep downward spiral from here, folks. Saudi's decision to send troops in Syria, final. Saudi Arabia's decision to send troops into Syria in an attempt to bolster and toughen efforts against ISIL will begin. This is the global war that is happening. We're going to talk about this. This is why one of some of the reasons why oil prices are down. I talked about this real quickly in the current events posting yesterday, where they said that oil could drop below $1 a barrel. And why was that so significant? Because that's significant because before you go to war, global war, you have to fill up as much as your fuel, gas, and oil supplies as you possibly can. Because once the first shot is fired, once the first tanker is sunk in the Suez Canal or at the Strait of Hormuz or anywhere else in the globe, or the South Sea of China jumps off, or North Korea and South Korea jumps off, the movement of oil will stop immediately. Or the movement of oil, as soon as one of those tankers are stolen or sunk, the movement of oil will stop. And the overall price per barrel per oil is going to be unheard of. This is why you need to prepare when no one is telling you what this is really indicating in the signal that it's giving. And the signal that it's giving, and we lay this out here all the time on Tando Radio Show, is that we're moving towards global war, and they're preparing for it. Are you? So, so important that you are. So we'll talk about that today also, but check out that article. And that one comes from ARA TV. Next. This is a crucial one. This comes from FT.com. Deutsche Bank CDSs hit new high. CDSs is credit default swaps. And I said, this is the commentary. This is as bad or worse than Lehman Brothers just before they went bankrupt in the 08 crisis. Everyone look at this chart. This is Germany's largest bank and one with great derivative exposure. As all of the major banks have derivative exposure. This isn't just Deutsche Bank. All of the EU is at risk. And I'm talking about the European Union is at risk. At risk. Watch how bail-ins and bank runs spread. And you're going to see that in what is considered not a third world country, but a first world country. And you're going to see how that bank runs and from those bank bail-ins are going to, what they're going to look like. And this is a bad thing for us here, the individuals here, because you're directly tied into Deutsche Bank in so many ways. The time to prepare has more than come. We are getting to a point where it's past due. And, in my opinion, we are almost just one major event away from everything seizing up, and we'll talk about why. Next, this comes from Telegraph. And I put commentary, major, major, major happenings. People in London are standing in lines for physical gold purchases. Before the major crash, you won't find silver and gold for sale anywhere. Why won't you find it? Because those that are preparing for it will have already purchased it. This is why I told you months ago, it's so important that you prepare before everyone else starts to prepare. Because once they start to prepare, you can't and we can't compete with the general world population for the limited resources that are at hand. And I said, first one to the bank run on gold wins. Guess who's being the first one on the bank run to gold? It's the Europe. It's the EU. Yes, their, in my opinion, their economy will go down first, and they are teetering on it right now. But see, this is the bad thing about that. And I said, the EU will hit the economic collapse before the US, which means they will have a better position to prepare. But after they buy stuff up, nothing will be left. People won't have a market to deal in here. Why? Because the U.S. is the target. And what do I mean by that? I'm going to talk about that. This bank run stuff is already happening. It's so, so important that we understand what's going on and we position ourselves accordingly. This is not a matter of, you know, before I used to have to say, I'm not trying to scare you. But see, now, because mainstream media, which the general population is so used to, they're telling you these things in so many words now. So now it's not as if I'm trying to look to scare you, which when in reality, back in the times when a lot of people thought I was trying to scare people, what the hell I was really trying to do was get people prepared when they could prepare at the best and most opportune time. Right now, everything is on a very fragile position. All it takes now is very few events or one major event that cross-pollinates or has a contagion or the counterpart or the moral hazard or a counterparty risk to it to be large enough in everything that you've known that worked for you in the past will be silent and access denied. This is where we are. It's not where I put us. It's not where you put us. It's where we put us. We put ourselves in this position to be vulnerable to the overall man-made economy because we have neglected the real and more resourceful and more sustainable way of living and living an abundant and having everything that you need by us rejecting the ecosystem that the great creator God Almighty has established. So we need to be prepared for what's going on. Those are some of the, oh, next one. And this one comes from Robert Mitchell on JP Morgan. It's critical that you hear what he says. And I wrote a quote with this, what he said. There is a serious credit contraction underway. I'm going to say this again. By the time they tell you what's happening, they're doing it for a reason so that they can say that they told you. So now you should rely on them to solve what has happened. Once again, they're blaming the bankers because that's the target. That's the purge. And the ultimate target, as I said earlier, is the U.S. citizen, is known as you. There's a serious credit contraction underway. I think Yellen, from Janet Yellen, should acknowledge that. I think she has to look at the capital base being wiped off the banks in the downdraft and equities. That's not supposed to be happening right now. They're supposed to be a bulletproof. And oh, by the way, gold at $1,200 an ounce, what does that tell you? It tells you that in a flight to quality, in a safe haven, people have more confidence in gold than in bank deposits or paper money. I think things have gotten out of control. Now, this is what this dude said, and this is the same industry that has created this, but this is what I have been saying for quite some time to get you in a position of advantage, and it's so critical that you do, and we're going to talk about some of those things. Today we'll have a class Tomorrow we'll have a class on the membership. It's so important. This is why I changed the price schedule of the class, where it's $25 a month for membership. So you'll get the precious metals training. You'll get the preparedness training. You'll get a bunch of other training, from tactical to all of the things, leverage, so many things that you will need in the future, because they are telling you everything before they do it. While the rest of the general population, and I hate to say it, our community is always the last to know what happened. The only thing that we're ever given is the aftermath. And then now the question is not how are you going to prepare, but what are you going to do and how do you feel about what just happened? It's what the mainstream media does. So get in front of this. Get with the precious metals class. It's $25 a month. You can cancel at any time. If it's not performing for you, it's not doing what you need it to do, you can cancel simply by not making a payment. You won't be in the class. It's easy. It's totally, totally easy. And the information is critical in these times. It's $25 a month. You can send me a email at wolf6pack1. Wolf, W-O-L-F, 6-PACK-1, P-A-C-K-1, @gmail.com, or you can text me at 951-790-8330. That was messed up. Made a mistake there. So it's 951-790-8330. Text me. Get in front of the class. Get in the class. And let's get ready for what's going to happen. Believe me, the conditions that are going to happen is that the people that don't prepare will be in the lines that the system and the organizations and the governments have already prepared you to be in. And they've already instituted with policies and procedure, from bank bail-ins to everything else. So important that you understand this and you get in front of this, because fathers, it's our responsibility to this nation, to our nation, to our families, to ward off every attack that comes to our people. And this is what we have to do. And it's equally important for our mothers to engage. This is not something that you should ignore at all. There will be plenty of people that will ignore reality, but they won't be able to ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. So get with us. It will put you in a position where you will have more options. You will have leverage. You will be more prepared than you were before. And it now is the time to do it. So, hey, everyone, we're going to today's show. Oh, I forgot to tell you what today's show is. It's the same show as yesterday. And very, very important show. And today's is knowing some of the threats before they become an attack. That's what today's show is all about. And if you'd like to get in on a conversation, today is a great day. If you have questions about things, what's going on, how to, you know, look at these things, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star. Pound 60, star 61, and I will see you in queue and bring you up so we can get to your questions and comments. So getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tango Radio Show, that's brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and we'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Ah! Put your bag
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium. The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And if you have any questions or comments or any time, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032-POUND. Then hit *61 and we'll bring you up and we will get your question or comment taken care of. So don't be shy. Don't hesitate. Give us a call. So important that we engage in a dialogue, which is much more important than a monologue. Okay. Oh, but before we get going, I just want to say thank you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, for a great show yesterday. Dr. Hawkins, great show yesterday. And this is what it's all about. And you're going to see, and we have to seize on these opportunities, because there will come a time where there will be a discontinuance of communications for you to get ready and prepare yourself appropriately. There may be a time, and I thoroughly believe that there will be a time where you won't be able to hear from Dr. Hawkins. You won't be able to hear from Brother Davis. You won't be able to hear from Black Talk Radio Network. You won't be able to hear Tando. You won't be able to hear from me because of the overall events that will come about. And at that time, it's going to be what I call yo-yo. You're on your own. And it's so important, especially this is why we put this group together. These groups, the membership will have a pool of talent from people all over the country that they will be able to rely on in the time of need. That's the ultimate goal that we will have, where it will be a pool of talent. And then not only from that pool of talent to rely on, it will also be a pool of talent to leverage for opportunities when there's going to be blood on the streets. If you notice what's being said about blood, it's about the ritual practice of human sacrifice that the altar is being prepared for. And it's critical that we understand that so we won't be the sheep led to slaughter. We've been that. Scapegoat, we've been that sheep, we've been those individuals, we've been that in that position far, far too many times, and we haven't learned from the past in order to prevent it from reoccurring. And it's always been there. But see, these people understand how the psychological methods to an objective of enslaving people. They know the timetables. They know the events. They know the food. They know the entertainment. I'm so tired of entertainment. We don't need to be entertained any damn more. That entertainment is putting us to sleep. It's suffocating us. It is actually calcifying our ability to harmonically resonate with the energies of life. You know, it's amazing how they tell you everything. Entertainment, what do they always do? Play the fool. Because when you are oversaturated, or you are more than entertained, it becomes foolish quickly. Yes, it has its place, but it has to stay in its place. It can't be a priority. And I'm not saying this to defend, to offend anyone. I'm saying this to get us to be who we really are. Right now, it's everything is about relaxing, going for entertainment, having a good time. Well, how you always want to find your enemy is sleep, dumb, and drunk. And there is a psychological asymmetrical war that has been propagated against particularly our community for a reason. Because naturally we are not soldiers. Naturally we are warriors. We're warriors in all of the arts, not just the art of war, but warriors in all forms of the arts, the sciences, the math, engineering, everything. And there is a reason that we are inundated with the propaganda that we are. And it's part of the whole thing is that even within our entertainment, the message as to what's coming next is right there if you just know the language. And this is what we talk about here at Tando Radio Show. This is what we want to prepare you for. So let's take a look at, let's go to some of the things that I think are significant. But if you've noticed some things that you think are significant, by all means, one of the things that I absolutely understand that we have to do, we have to share everything. We have to share this platform. We have to share our experiences. We have to share in our overall likeness and direction. We have to share in our lives. So that we can have a reintroduction and reintroduce ourselves into the true meaning of love is where you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. And this is the path that we all are on. And I firmly believe that everyone that's here, you, the Tando Radio Show listeners, the Black Talk Radio Network listeners, Scotty, all of Brother Davis, Brother Bragg, Sister Davis, all of you, Doc Hawkins, Dr. Johnson, everyone has chosen to be here at this particular time and at this particular moment. And you are duly fit to endure, change, correct, and get the people back to with their natural design is to be the great creators and to create life abundantly and to have collective prudence in all of the living universe. Not just here on this planet, but on all life forms. Because one of the things that man will want to do is they will want to school you in their place of obedience to get you only to look through the smallest hole to see your life. And it's far, far greater, and the horizon is eternal. And we have to meet that horizon with the eternal spirit of creating. So this is what we're here for, and this is what we're going to continue to do. But let's take a look at some of the things that are going on that I think is important for you to know right now. And we talked about the capital controls was the last thing. There are a multitude of events that are unfolding right now. And whenever they are pushing one, that means you really should be paying attention to something else. When they weren't pushing the economy, I was really, really on it. Now we need to shift that towards this global war that's setting up. And it's setting up on a three-prong attack, if you really look at it. And that three-prong attack is coming from the Far East, the Far West, and the South. And all three of those directions represent what I consider the three-prong attack against the general population here in the United States, you. Why are they picking you? Because one of the things that they had to do was they had to establish people that the rest of the world would be envious of and then later could hate and have plausible deniability as to why they needed to destroy those individuals. If you look at throughout history, they do it over and over again. They did it to Germany. Do you know that in Germany, before the Weimar collapse, Germany was known as one of the beacons of freedom? They had, check this out, they had all of the so-called liberties and freedoms that are being pushed and agendized now. And you can imagine what they, all of them. And they were also economically in a position of advantage and strong. Because of their free society, this is why you had what was so-called the great German engineering. But there's another reason why Germany had great engineering. It's a part of the membership class that you need to know. But they had great engineering. You heard about the great German engineering. That's because the people were thought they were free. And in that free nature, they were able to create. See, these people understand something, ways and means. They understand if they can get you enslaved, your way of life will be their means of life. You will create the avenues for the technology that they will use against you. So Germany was able to create from architecture to engineering to all of these things. And Germany got into debt because they couldn't maintain the lifestyle that they were living, so they thought. But little did they know that their lifestyle was given to them by what man had created called an economy. And how did they do it? First, they got them into debt. Why is that so significant? Because every person that is in debt is a slave to another man. If they're not playing it correctly. And they knew that they could get Germany into debt that would enslave them. Then they could prosecute them. And the rest of the world will fall right in line, and they would bring a new one behind them. So Germany got into debt. They got into debt to the United States. Their economy started to collapse and crash in the Weimar Republic, and their currency went to nothing. And it's the exact same game plan that's being played today because we refuse for it to happen again. So Germany's currency started to collapse. They brought in a satanic group known as the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, which had no political affiliation. They had them run originally, and they didn't win. But see, this is the whole thing. What they always do, they always tell you before they do everything. They purposely knew that the timing was where the Nazis would lose the election. But it was a part of the plan for them to lose the election. And then after Germany started to become on hard economic times, that the people would listen to anyone. And they gave them the satanic ritual practices of the Nazis. So originally when they came out, they lost. But guess what they said? I'll be back. And you think that those things have no meaning, and they have all the damn meaning in the world, because we don't know history. We don't care to learn history. We care to be entertained immediately. Do you know where that came from? And they put all of these things in forms of entertainment so that you'll be docile and domesticated. And so that you will not gravitate to that strong, living, unction, that harmonic life that's within you, that will lead you to and lead you out of harm's way. The great creator God Almighty always tells you, but not only you, because the great creator God Almighty has real love. Not only does the great creator tell you to prepare, let him tell you where else that happens. Have you ever looked at animals where they have a natural instinct to get their butts out of the way of things when everybody else is partying? They're supposedly smarter, more intelligent, and civilized beyond their compare, when you should be wild at nature. Have you ever noticed that the animals know when things are coming and they respond to it immediately? What is it that they have that we have given up? Tell you what it is. They have no economy, except those that are that choose to participate within ours. They're able to distinguish things before they happen and get out of harm's way. While we stand there and say, oh, I'm used to this, it'll be okay. This happened before. Ain't nothing gonna happen. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Everything is cool. Or they hear and go, and go on about their way. That's because we've accepted what man has created and denied what God has established. It's a great difference between establishment and manipulative and manipulating a creation. One is functional and one is dysfunctional. We have chosen to live in a dysfunctional state. This is why we act and think and do and get the end results that we get. Because when the call is for you to prepare that the great creator has put out to you, because you are no more important than any other living being that's created, that would mean God would be just like man. But man wants you to think that. They want you to see that, because then you start to look at man and what they have instituted as the heaven on earth. And all they create is the hell among us. So we actually have calcified and we have turned off with the living species that are still on the ecosystem. They are so dependent upon and have such great trust in the ecosystem. It never fails them until man interjects their economy on them. How does man interject their economy on them? Man enslaves them. What makes you think that they're going to change and do anything different to you? They have no love for you. They have no obligation to you. They just love controlling you. And the power in which they receive, because you give off a harmonic energy and a frequency when you're enslaved. It's called fear. It's called indecisiveness. It's called emotional distress. It's called chemical imbalance. It's called sickness. It's called illness. It's called famine. It's called war. It's called physical death that has been created by man. Now's the time for us to pick up a hammer and build an ark. Else man, once again, will destroy the dams, walls, and the great waters of flood will consume us all and will consume them. We are here. It is now. I have no clue when it's going to jump off to the way where you would say, oh man, we're in trouble. I already realized we were in trouble years ago and way before then. When the hell are you going to realize it? Not you, the individuals that understand this. But I'm really speaking to putting out this energy towards the whole universe. Because that's what it's going to take. It's much bigger. What is unseen is more real than what's seen. What is created harmonically and energy-wise is more powerful than what you can push with your hand. Push with a tractor. Push with some man-made device. We really need to, those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, those of you that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, you need to ignite the energy that will create life. You don't have to attack, scare, or capture people. It's not what this is about. Give an unction of love. Sincerely care. Do something. And the most important thing that you can do is reach inside of you, see what it is that that unction has called you to do. And don't question it. Move. One of the things that I firmly believe is there comes a point where the slave needs to let Pharaoh go. And we are at that point, and we've been there for so long. There's nothing for us to petition to Pharaoh in Pharaoh's likeness, in Pharaoh's kind, in Pharaoh's creation. It's everything to do with us. We are enslaved because we allow it to happen. And there's a great call. And it's not let my people go, it's let go. Let go and grow. Listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit star 61. We'll bring you up in queue. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to finish that one video that we started that was so. I wanted you to hear this whole thing. And so that we can get an understanding of where we really, really are. I think there's a couple of stories that I want to get to you before we do that. So, live show. This is not a feel good show. I haven't accepted a feel good show. I haven't accepted talking about things that people like. I haven't accepted doing things that make people happy. There is no such thing as happy. When you're going to have peace and joy? When you're going to be sovereign? How in the world can you be happy? You only can be happy because it's momentary. There's no such thing as happiness without sadness. There's no such thing as joy without pain. When you accept the hell that's been given, because it comes at a price. The time you make a deal with the devil, the cost is always your soul. So getting ready to go to commercial break. Definitely jump in on the conversation at any time. We'd love to hear from you. Listening to Tando Radio Show is brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and have a live show for you today, and we're going to jump right back into the show. One of the things that I want to talk about is just to give you some of the events that are happening, and, you know, in my humble opinion, this is how it's going to play out. You know, I was talking to a friend yesterday, and they called me and said, wow, oil is where you said it would be back when it was
the new Sprint LTE
$85 an hour, $85 a barrel. You said that it was going to go into the 20s, and I particularly called 21. Didn't believe it then. And I'm not saying that for kudos or things, because it's not a matter of accolades. It's a matter of knowing history and knowing what's going on and seeing what the overall agenda is. Once you see the actual evil of someone in something, in some ritual practice, you no longer have faith and confidence. They can't change. They can't go into their chameleon state and change anything. Because one of the things is that you can have a disguise of your appearance, but you can never disguise the energy and the frequency of your heart, of your moral convictions, of your decisions, and of your sincerity. You can put makeup on. You get plastic surgery, you can get glasses, you can get a mustache, you can get a disguise, you can get a new suit, you get a new face, you get new clothes, but you're still that free-willing spirit that decided to be how you resonate where you are. And for all of us, and I would encourage everyone to focus on developing their true selves. It's beyond your physical. And I would say one of the ways that you could start, go somewhere quiet. Turn everything the heck off. Get away from Wi-Fi. Get away from everything. Go and just sit with yourself. Lightly close your ears. Close your eyes. Stop your breathing. And feel and listen for your harmonic energy. You will hear it. Just start. It just takes 10 seconds. And you will see the beauty of who you really are. It's not what you've been told, but it's what you've been created as. And all of the lies, you are going to start to see all of the extensions of all of the lies as they start to reveal themselves for more control. And this is the control that's coming out. They want to bring you to your knees in fear and in anger so that you will resonate on the same frequency as death. It's a low frequency. That's one of the main objectives, because they know when you resonate on that level, there's no way in the world that you can break any life's barriers through a high frequency of love, high frequency of creating sustainably, high frequency of being eternally free, sovereign, self-determined, and being a creator of true prosperity. So, this is where we are. And I would say right now, when you see with these oil prices, you're going to continue to see them go down. And the reason why you're going to see them go down because the system and the overall, the individuals that control and the demonic entities and the spirits that control these mechanisms that they created want it to happen. And the price of oil is going to go down, as I said earlier, because right now all of the countries know that the global war is at hand. And they're going to bring their supplies up to as much as they can. One of the things about them is this, is their determination. As much as they hate each other, as much as they hate you, one of the things that they do well is they understand how strong energy is, and they use it to their fullest. Even if it's strong enough to overrun and overtake other energy that surrenders to it. And they develop the facade in disguise for us to give up our energy and our free will. And they love to do that by way of war. And they're preparing for that so that they can have a long fought war and a very destructive one. They need it to be as destructive as possible. Nuclear war on this planet ain't nothing new. It's been happening. It's been done before. If you know history, you'll see it. In India, you'll see it. You'll see it in the Middle East. You'll see in parts of Africa. You'll see it in China. You'll see it all through, because nuclear war has a signature look in evidence and substantial creation. It turns the ground sand, particularly sand, into glass. You can look and tell and see it and test it and know that it is. We have a caller that's in queue. Don't like to keep the callers waiting. Let's go to the caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Mayhem calling from Indiana. I just want to say you're on fire again. Hey, I want to know, did you talk about China buying Chicago's exchange?
Yeah, we posted that. But no, go ahead. Talk about it. But yeah, we posted that last week when it happened. But go ahead. Break it into our business.
I didn't research it. I didn't hear the secondhand information. I don't really like to talk about secondhand information. I listened to a radio show and heard about it. I like to do my own research to talk about something. So I want to say, you know, you're on point, and we need to listen because America's for sale.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. And yes, bro, they did buy Chicago. But see, this is the thing about that. Why is that happening? Because right now, it's not that they bought it. See, what they want to tell you is that China bought something. China didn't buy nothing. China didn't buy nothing. China received it in receivership.
Well, okay.
When you don't make your debt payments, what happens on your car? What do? They seize, the creditor can seize your assets.
Right.
It's not only that exchange, but how about the NASDAQ? 2 years ago, was so-called, they said they sold, they wouldn't sell nothing. They lost it.
Right.
Not only that, J.P. Morgan building on Water Street in Midtown, in the financial district in New York City. Because of the London Whale incident, they had to give up the largest private vault with gold and silver in it. Guess who they had to give it up to? They had to give it up to China. Why did they have to give it up in China? Because their fraudulent gambling style investment known as the London Whale event came out of J.P. Morgan. They lost the silver bet. What did China do? Guess what they said they did? They said they sold that J.P. Morgan building for a quarter of its price. No, you didn't sell jack. You lost it. And this is what happens, and it's so important. I'm glad you brought that point up because this is the flow that you're seeing. And what you really need to look at is that the American way of life and the citizens here in America are being targeted. So that what happens to the U.S. citizen, they can show to the rest of the world, say, don't be like them. Let me ask you this. Does not the system try to look down on people that we consider so-called homeless? They tell you and they get your butt to go to work and they get you to do whatever they do. Because what's the first thing that you think? Because they do it subliminally. They do that to do what? So that you say, man, I don't want to be homeless. I don't want to be this and that. I don't want to be that. Not even realize that everything that you work for, you have surrendered to them in receivership.
Right. Because when you look at, like you said, they try to get us to look down on a homeless person, but psychologically, when you look at a homeless person, he's more freer than a person that works because he owes nothing to nobody.
Hey, man, brother, exactly. And then, you know, it's amazing because those individuals, some of them may have, you know, mental illnesses. But see, this mental illness stuff comes on because of so many of, they want to create that because that's the fear. We don't realize that we are at war. And because we don't realize that we are at war, it's easy for us to become the prisoners of war. We not MIA. We just prisoners.
Right.
Well, no, yeah, we are MIA. We are missing in action.
Hey, I want to ask you a question because I'm still learning and still trying to catch on. I don't really talk to a lot of people because the things you talk about is like on my mind, and I've been hearing it for years. What is the game plan for us? I know the way, like you said, the way American life is about over, but what is the game plan for us, and why is it that you talk about these demonic people? Because Indiana is the most demonic city and state on earth, and people don't realize. And like you said, if your energy level and your prayer life is not up, you'll fall into this trap. What is it that they these demonic people why they seem like they letting China be on top? Because what I'm thinking is really a psychological game plan to to make it seem like China's all that. But really, to me, China really ain't about nothing. What is it they got planned? Because they control everything. So why does it seem like it's China against America? I know a long time ago, somebody said, when you in debt to somebody, in order to get out of debt with that person or country is to go to war with them. What you think about that?
Yeah, that is. But see, and it's a great question. And I want to come back to what you said about Indiana, and I want you to tell everyone why that is, because that is so true. They blatantly, and it's blatant what they do now in their worship, their demonic worship. And man, will tell you. But to answer your question, China being on top. One of the things that we have to understand is that all of these government entities are in one big fraternity. They have their press releases, like they're mad at each other, like Andropov and Putin right now, Russia and Turkey. See, they put on this front because they're just like Shakespeare said. When Shakespeare says there's great safety in fear. And what they do is they establish fear because it makes them safe to rule and control uncontested by people. So they put these people in front of each other and they make you think that there is a contention. Do you ever see these people behind closed doors? Where are all of their communications? So-called, they're secret. They establish all of this secret stuff because they don't want your butt to know what's really going on, that they're in cahoots. These governments govern, because if you look up the word government, what does it mean? It means to rule over. But they have to come up with a word that people will just say, oh, that's a nice word. Then they speak it and they create their life. Their whole thing is to rule over everyone. These governments are in one big fraternity and they go to war against the general population of the world. So now the Chinese culture, the difference between the government of China, the black culture is different than Washington, damn D.C. And we should never, this is why I never say us. I never take on what those individuals do in talking right. about us. That's them. That's not me. So right. that's the real, in my opinion, that's the real agenda, because when the key to controlling people is you have to first control the resources. Once you control the resource, the general population is at your disposal. If they do not understand that they need to garnish resources. And this is how they keep us through resources. I'm going to give this example. Have you ever been on a plane, brother?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked outside the window of a plane?
Yeah, I was on a plane one time. I looked out, yeah.
Okay, and what do you see? You see the great earth, the living earth that God Almighty created, right?
Right.
Have you ever seen a map?
A map?
A map, yes.
Yes.
That's what man has created. Man draws the lines and tells you where your boundaries to live are. When you go on a plane, you look out a window, there are no boundaries.
Right.
They're only perceived boundaries. And that's how they control us. Those boundaries are set by what? The fundamental border lines of what? Governments. Where they're governing and they're ruling over you is established. I don't need a map. I just need to walk the great earth that God has created, and you're never lost when you're that way. And if you got a map, you're always told that you're lost. And this is where you need to go to get to where you need to get. It's so much, man. But real quick, bro, tell everybody why you said that Indiana is in the state that it is in, and it's so true. Tell them about, just give them a how blatant the satanic ritual worship is in that state.
Well, I can only go by what I see and what I know. I can just talk about a little bit. Indiana is very, very demonic. And right by now, you remember we was talking about the sandwich boy. What's his mm-hmm. name? That was, huh?
Go ahead.
That was just tip of the iceberg. What's going on here, man, is dealing with, last time we talked, dealing with children. In the school park tutor, the principal killed himself because, make a long story short, there's a child sex ring Indiana's in the middle of, dealing with kids.
Pedophiles.
There's a lot of pedophiles here, and you know the Klan is real heavy here, but that pedophile thing here is so heavy and demonic here. You know, the white people don't want to talk about it, but black people are starting to talk about it, but it's been going on. I know about maybe 8 or 9 years ago they brought in so-called federal government to look in dealing with the juvenile here where the guards was taking home kids and buying them stuff and messing with the kids, but the federal government let it go. But it's still going on dealing with your I'm connecting with your boy that coach, but that the sandwich boy, they got him because I think he was about to expose some stuff, so they took him away not to expose stuff. But anyway, he's in prison, whatever. You know, truth don't need no one. It's being revealed, nope. You know, especially yep. when the part two, the president, he killed himself, but they're about to go after him. But it's so heavy and demonic here, man. It's real. It's pathetic. You know, cause yeah. you know Jim Jones started from here, but that spirit is here and heavy.
And deep, is rooted. And, you know, I'm glad, because one of the things you'll always find is wherever you find a gathering of pedophiles, you will find the demonic worship being propagated there. And in Indiana, in Indianapolis, they actually have satanic rituals, and they actually put one up at the state building.
Right.
And this is they're blatant now about this. You know, I was watching. You know, I was. You know, because I do watch some TV. I watch like Dual Survival and different things and some things. And then one day, Sister Davis told me to watch The X Factor.
Right.
Watch The X Factor. And for the first episode, she sent it to us and told me to watch it. So I did. And then what do I see? Lo and behold, a commercial for Lucifer. This is, see, what happens is that they slowly introduce things that will overtake you. This is how you become addicted to all forms of drugs. Starts off in a way that is innocent, fun, and oh, it's not really that. No, it is. It is really that. You know, and so they're very blatant there. And I would definitely suggest anyone that's in the area, you probably already know, but look at the overall move towards the demonic cultures, and they try to hide it with all the other, they'll try to say they'll give you all forms of liberty, and oh, we got to give them their liberty too. Yeah, you do. They already had theirs. They can do whatever they want. But what they're not really exposing is the extent of those rituals being played out against you daily, because your freedom ends where someone else's begins, and they impose their free will on you, and we surrender ours. Man, brother, great call. And I want to say, brother, go ahead.
I just want to say, when you talk about the drugs and stuff, but it's, I'm thinking it's all over the country. It's a real saturated people on the heroin too here. They like zombies, but I'm pretty sure that's all over the country. And then when you said dealing with the rituals and stuff, they have oversaturated the inner city with white heroin addict females. And, you know, some of these brothers don't know no better, are messing with them chicks, and they are, you know, infected with AIDS and all this stuff. So, you know, it's real, real dangerous. And like you said, it's so demonic. I mean, people don't realize how demonic, I mean, it is. When you talk about spirits, if you, like you said, if you're not on a high frequency, if you're on a high frequency, you can see the spirit before you see the person.
Yep. You can feel, exactly, brother. You can feel it. It's just, you know what I like to, and I'm glad you brought that up, bro. You know, it's like, how many of you, and there's another caller that's in queue. Hold on, caller. We're going to get to you. There was another caller that's there. You can call back. We'll get to you too, also. You know what, brother? And I'm glad you said that, because the way I like to describe this is that, how many times have you been in your house, in one part of your house, and you can feel when someone enters your house, your children, if you're married, your spouse or someone else, you can actually feel them enter the house, right?
Right. Right.
That is because even when you, you know, only way that you don't know those things is if you become inebriated and other things. Because when you become inebriated and high and all those other things, is why they pushing marijuana. I'm sorry for all you marijuana smokers. That's cool. You want to smoke it, but don't smoke what the government is going to give you. When have they ever given you anything that's been good for you? But I didn't want to go off in that tantrum, but we will at another time. But what happens is when you're intoxicated, you have no way of feeling anything around you. You become a zombie in its state, in itself. And like you said, you can feel a spirit way before it shows itself physically.
Right.
Because that's the exact same thing, and that's what has to be magnified in our lives. And guess what? That has something to do with your diet and then your intake as well, to also nourish that. And this is some of the things that Dr. Hawkins will be talking about, some of the things that he does in order to bring that resonance and get your body in tune and properly tuned. Because let me tell you something, every harmonic frequency tool needs to be tuned, has to stay in tune. Bro, thank you so much, man, for the call. Oh, keep calling.
Okay.
Keep involved, brother, okay? Get in the class,
okay, I will,
man.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, brother. Got another caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment? Okay, well, I'll leave you open 803 and the prefix is 497. Give us a call or just speak up if you haven't unmuted. I've already unmuted you, but come on in at any time. So, great call. Thanks, brother, for giving a call in and give us an update on what's going on. So true. So this is just the state of where we are. Now, we are moving into this global war, and we really need to position ourselves accordingly. And one of the things is going to happen is that right now, as we speak, the movement of goods is being completely hindered. And that is totally dangerous, and that is another sign and an indication. Why is that so important? That's important because of this here. You will not have the things that you are used to, and especially when the overall different levels, the multi-pronged attack against the global economy happens in the people of the world. And we were talking about Germany, and let me tell you what happened with Germany is that if you look at them, they were in the exact same boat as where we are, but they were in a better position. This is by far the worst that I've seen was, I can't remember the civilization, but I use one example, Rome. But see, the Roman Empire never dissolved itself. It just reinvented itself, just like that's what they always do. But it sacrificed its so-called citizens, the people that said that they were a part of Rome and everything else, and they went through and they collapsed. And how did they collapse? They debased their currency because they went into debt, and they had military and colonizations everywhere, and they overextended themselves, and they allowed themselves to be hated by the world. And then once the world started to hate them, that was the time. And it was created, the hate was created through propaganda and instigation. Why do I say instigation? You have been instigated to act the way that the rest of the world would consider being offensive. Think about that for a minute. How many of us would buy something that someone had to work in a sweatshop or a child had to work under child enslavement for it to produce so that you can look good, so that you can be fashionable, so that just because you have the currency, you're going to go ahead and buy it. And what are you doing with that? You are facilitating, because let me tell you something. The whole world knows where those goods go. And they understand the doctrine of enslavement. And they're being right. They, and the key for the rest of the world, for those of you that are international, I would say do not become what you had to endure. And we also in the black community can have to refuse to become what we had to endure. We gotta walk away from this system. There isn't a darn or damn thing that they can give you that's worth anything. Everything that they give you is worthless. We need to move into what's priceless. We got another caller that's in queue. Let's go to this caller. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, what's up, brother? It's Mel.
Big Mel, what's going on, bro? How you feeling?
How you doing? I'm good, man. Oh, man, that caller was a good caller. He touched on a lot of stuff. That was really good.
Yeah, he did.
And you said something about... you know, when one person's success ends, another begins, or something to that effect. Talking about economies, and that's exactly what I was thinking about. Like the Chinese people that been in them sweatshops, making them knock off Nikes, and then
mm-hmm.
and that role will reverse, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Because, like you said, China is calling in debts. They not buying. They don't. Why would they? That doesn't even make sense. They calling in. They debt.
Right.
They want land, and they after the Midwest too, because they have land. It's farmland, and they got a lot of people to feed over there. So it's interesting.
Oh, man, right, man. That's exactly it. They're controlling the resources. You know, I don't know. Scotty was on. Scotty sent me a thing where Saudi Arabia was buying up farmland in California, and it was in the Blythe area. And for those of you that don't know Southern California, Blythe is just before you leave California and it goes into Arizona. And there's nothing out there. But what there is out there, let me tell you something. Saudi Arabia didn't give a darn about the food production. You know what Saudi Arabia did? You know what they were doing? They were taking the water rights, the groundwater. That's what mattered. It's the resource. See, they hide everything. And you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And this is what we're going to concede that's going to be playing out. Just like they gave you a boogeyman of some group that did some things in New York and then you went to war for it, they use that same propaganda against you. They're using that propaganda in Russia right now. They got Obama's face across the American embassy and they got him up as a murderer, and they give all the accounts of all of the people that was murdered by that administration. When what is really happening is that those individuals, yes, that is true, and they all was a part of it, but the thing is that you cannot become what you had to endure. Because what does that do? Now everyone wants the U.S., they bring the U.S. down. They're going to say the great Satan has fallen, but not even realize that Satan never falls. It's those that made the deal with Satan get sacrificed.
Can I just say one quick thing, man?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
You know how the world is, man, and exactly what you're saying, but what kills me is it even happens in the family, within the family.
Ooh.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
ooh.
My child has cousins, has, you know, family members, and she may speak more proper. She may know her timetables, or she, you know, and it's not, and she, you know, tries to teach them and help them, but then it gets to the point where other the grown family, adult family members look at my child as if she thinks we're raising her to be stuck up or a certain way, and they jealous. And those people will have no remorse for us when we have to go through what they've been going through for years, for generations. They will not be feel sorry for us. That was just, you know, my point.
Yeah. But let me say, man, I would say it's because it's a learned behavior. We really bought into the schooling, and because we were born free, and we were taken captive, and we were taken captive by people that we thought were there to help us. And it was the system. They came into the system by the doctor, the nurse, and then everything, and they started doing what they were just doing their job. I'm just doing my job, man. I'm just doing my job. Well, do you know what your job does? You know what it is. And then people just become numb. They desensitize themselves to what is really right. They don't want to think and ask questions, because a question is eternal while a answer is temporary. And yeah, man, it happens in the family. So I would say, bro, love them through it. But love them through it, because in order for us to solve problems, we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. We got to think anew. That's what Albert Einstein said.
Ooh. Say that again, please.
In order for us to solve a problem, we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. We have to think anew.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, you be a warrior and continue, man. I can't wait. You know, we got some work to do, and we are definitely going to do it together. And I appreciate you and your family. I appreciate you supporting Black Talk Radio Network and Tando, bro.
Likewise, man. Take care. Peace, peace.
For sure. Peace, peace. My man, Mel. Always, always. So, everyone, if you'd like to get in on a conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 5490-32 pound, then hit *61, and we'll bring you up in queue. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND, 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today as we continue in the show. The last 30 minutes of the show, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Let's see if this one caller was able to come back. Let's check to see. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name? Where are you calling from? What's your question or comment?
Hey, Dave. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, okay, Sister great. David.
Yeah, hey, my husband's sleeping, but because he drove all night, half the night and half the day. But I wanted to talk about frequency, but I did want to piggyback on what the brother had said about Indiana.
Yeah.
One of the first trucking companies that I actually was working for with my husband, they cautioned us really big time about going through Indiana. They didn't say per se what it was, but they said to be very, very cautious when you drove through Indiana. And lately we've been driving a lot through Indiana because we're going from like Texas to Illinois into Chicago. So we go through Indiana a little bit. And, you know, and it's really deep. I mean, you know, the way he said about Indiana and that one trucking company, they were very, you know, they said a lot of the trucks get pulled over for, you know, or accidents. They just said, you know, keep an eye out on Indiana. And it always kind of resonated with me because, it's, like you said, it's probably a lot of demonic things in the air and, you know, negativity and you know, and I'm even going to be even more cautious. But I know the company said to be very, very cautious going through Indiana. But I wanted to mention about frequency. You were talking about that a little bit. And one thing about now we just lost a frequency icon, I think. And the death of Maurice White, and on four of my page, I've been putting songs on. And one of the things about frequency and Earth, Wind, and Fire, per se, is that their music is on a very high frequency. Yes. And you can feel it and you can sense it because you gravitate to it. Also, Stevie Wonder, most of his songs are also on that very high frequency. That's why as soon as a song comes out, you learn it, you play it over and over, and you gravitate to it. Now I'm going to tell you a frequency that we were brought up with that is very negative, and it's nursery rhyme. Now you probably you're younger than I am, so you probably wasn't brought up with as many nursery rhymes. But in my era and in my husband's era, I mean, Three Blind Mice and all those, that is on a frequency, and I was just listening to a show about a week ago that was talking about it also. And we learned those frequencies as a child, and it's actually demonic. If you really listen to a lot of nursery rhymes, they're talking about like ring around the rosies, a pocket full of posies. That's death in a flower, you know. And a lot of people don't understand it. The three blind mice. You can just go from A to Z. All of them, if you really research them, are all demonic. But the frequency that it's sung on is also very low and very negative.
Low frequency.
And that's a real problem. Now, I think, let's just go back to Earth, Wind, and Fire a little bit. You know, when their music was introduced in the 70s, you know, he also, you know, the album covers had, you know, pyramids and, you know, there was a lot of structure to a lot of the visual in addition to the audio that you heard, you know, and it pulled you in. It actually pulled you in. You learned the songs almost instantly. And that frequency did its best to keep it, you know, to keep us up as high as we could be. And even in the death of Maurice White, you know, his last days, he was attacked in his mind, actually, with Parkinson's, which, you know, they say that had something to do with the calcification of the pineal gland and things like that. Right. And I just want to say that, you know, they've been attacking us on our frequency with lead, with the fluoride in the water. Just anybody on this call, if you just stop fluoride, now you might not have a micro, you know, system to get the lead out of your water, but if you just be cautious on fluoride toothpaste and things like that, you will raise your frequency almost instantly just from the reduction of fluoride. That's one of the biggest, that and lead is one of the biggest of frequency killers that's out there. And if we can, like you said, about just spending some time with meditation and thinking and pulling yourself aside, brother, you're just so on point with that, you know. And then you can start seeing the picture, connecting the dots. Because you've been connecting the dots for years. Like you said about the oil years ago, you know, oil happened years ago, but a year or so ago you were talking about this countdown. And we've seen it also. You know, we've seen it also. Yeah. I was driving in, actually, it was Indiana. It's odd. Gary, Indiana, actually. And I saw $1.32 was the gasoline. That's the cheapest I've seen that far east. Now, down in Texas, of course, it's a little cheap because, you know, right there in oil, gasoline town. But for the East Coast, you know, Midwest East Coast, $1.32 for gasoline. You know, I looked at that and you know, I was like culture shock. It resonated in my mind because that is such a red flag. You can't get more red flag than that. But, yeah. You know, we see because of our frequency being higher, we constantly are being fed information such as your show and, you know, we do our own research and we do our own meditation with, you know, foods. We've changed our food. You know, I'm starting to change my clothing where I'm not wearing yeah. different types. Because the clothing also, I mean, I was talking to another lady where they're putting nanoparticles in our clothing, which is going into our skin and causing havoc. And so they're saying, you know, a lot of people, believe me, a lot of white people, they already know because that's why they go through all those thrift stores. They're trying to get old clothes, old manufactured clothing that don't have these nanoparticles in it. Because if you, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but thrift shops and consignment shops have exploded on the planet because everybody wants to go back in time to older materials and older, you know, silver and gold and china and different things that have been manufactured, I would say, before the year 2000, so to speak. But a lot of that has to do with frequency that is embedded in a lot of material. Because to this day, I swear that there's a low frequency that resonates. I don't know where if it's coming from hell or where. And if you watch, the frequency goes down real low, and then you have some kind of mass shooting somewhere. Because whoever is on that low level picks up a gun or picks up whatever, a fork, whatever, and goes around and kills people.
Wait, and, Sister Davis, I want you to hold on there real quick. I don't know if you heard the beginning of Scotty's, the end of Scotty's show.
No.
Mm-mm. He had, he played the clip with Gil Noble, interviewing Malcolm X's bodyguard. And Malcolm X's bodyguard and then was talking about one of the shooters was like a zombie. His eyes were bulging. He wasn't responding to the beating he was taking. He was like in a zombified state. Like he was more than just high. He was zombified. This was Malcolm's bodyguard talking about it. And if you listen when Sirhan did it, Rosie Greer will tell you. Rosie Greer, I don't know if you know who Rosie Greer is for some of the people that don't know. This brother is huge. Rosie Greer is 6'6", over 300 pounds, used to play for the L.A. Rams and was there when Kennedy was killed in the hotel at the I was there. I was actually in the daggone kitchen. I was in L.A. I can't remember the name of the hotel. It was a famous hotel that tore down. Rosie Greer couldn't get Sirhan's hands down, and Sirhan is a very small, fragile man. And because, as Sister Davis is saying, these frequencies are used again. Look at this, some of the mass shooters, and you look at their overall, they look like they are still under the same frequency, or their body is trying to adjust from the frequency attack that they were just put under. So I didn't want to interrupt, Sister Dave, but I just wanted to make that correlation. Go ahead.
But that's absolutely right. You are absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. Because they look dazed, and I think they just put the frequency out, and then they wait to see who goes crazy, and then they know that okay, that's working. You know, I don't know if they actually shoot the frequency to one particular person, but they just put it out in the atmosphere, and then they wait to see who goes nuts. And also, I think that the rap music that they have out now, is also on a very low frequency. Because personally, I can't listen to it. I mean, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to whoever, but it just does not resonate in my ears. It turns me off completely. I can't listen to it. But put on something old school and I'm going to groove to it because the frequency is different. And like I said, back in the day when they had these frequencies of these nursery rhymes, they would embed them in the children at a very young age.
Yes.
And, like right now, they don't do so much nursery rhymes like they did when I was little. But,
no, they do vaccinations.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And it's something to be reckoned with. And like you said, the diet has a lot to do with it, the water. And I think that when they went to places like back in the day, when they went to Kemet or Egypt, and the powers that be, they saw everybody working on this high frequency. They didn't know what it was. Most people call high frequency harmonic. Like they might say, oh, they have a harmony or the chemistry is positive. You know, a lot of people don't really recognize it as frequency. But like you said, animals recognize it. I have animals. I always have animals around me because they do resonate a different type of frequency, and they will tell you if something is really crazy. And, you know, I've seen it for myself. Cats, I was in Southern California when we were in an earthquake. It wasn't a bad one, but it was an earthquake. And this cat was climbing the screen of the patio screen. And I'm looking at the cat like, what are you doing climbing up the screen? And a few minutes.
Oh, Sister Davis. Yeah, Sister Davis, call back. You're absolutely right. We lost Sister Davis. Yeah. And just so you know, let me look at this. My man, Brother Carl texted me and said aluminum also. Yes, aluminum. And I would add aluminum that's in the deodorant. Right. It's absolutely is a part. It's a heavy metal. All heavy metals. You want to get yourself out of heavy metals. And another one that Sister Davis, that is a suppressor of your frequencies and your harmonic resonance, is calcium. They tell you that, oh, it's for your bone. No, it actually, too much calcium makes your bones brittle. That's why it's called calcification. The calcifying of your pineal gland, the calcification of this and the calcification of that. Look at the showers when they have calcifications. What happens with them? They're horrible and they're brittle and they break. Sister Davis is back now. Sister Davis, you back? Are you back? Okay. I'm going to leave your open, Sister Davis, when you come back. Okay, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here now. But I was, you know, I just wanted to follow up on that. And when the brother also talked about Indiana and stuff, one thing I think society, what's going to happen to society, it's not going to explode from the outside in. It's going to implode from the inside out. It's imploding.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people don't really know what that is. They see an exploding.
Wait. Sister Davis, say that again, because that is, I totally agree with that. And that's so important that you explain that, the difference between an explosion and implosion.
Right. An explosion is something from an outside source, like a bomb or a rocket or something that hits a target and it explodes it. But what's happening to our society is that it's imploding. It's imploding from the inside. That's what all these powers that be, they're buying up things and it's imploding. It's kind of hard to say it, but I see it. I mean, when you see all of the pictures on the wall, when you connect the dots, eventually it's going to cause a picture that's going to be sucked up from the inside.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and it's sad. It's absolutely sad. I look at my children and I look at our grandchildren and they're just not going to have ever what we've had when we were young. You know, I mean, it's, and like you said, you can't, earlier in your conversation, you were talking about, you can't be nice anymore and tell them this sugar-coated situation that's happening. No, this is hell about to break loose. It's, you know, and it's sad. I would love to tell my children that it's not going to happen. And I have an 86-year-old dad who is very educated, very up on everything, but he has a hard time. I would tell him, Dad, listen to me. This is not, you know, life as we know it is not going to be the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, and we can't sugarcoat it any longer. And you were talking about that earlier in the conversation. You could hear it and Dr. Hawkins' voice yesterday when he was talking about Flint and how the children are generational situations. Now, some of them are going to be helped with different methods of holistic chelation and trying to get the heavy metals out. But I'm telling you, as a whole, it's just demonic. It's just horrible what's happening. And and we just can't sugarcoat it any longer.
No, you're absolutely, and I love the analogy with the implosion and the explosion, because you're actually right. What the implosion that Sister Davis is talking about, when the World Trade Center came down, that was an implosion. It fell on its footprint.
Right. That's good. That's a good example.
Okay. When they dropped the bomb on the people that happen to live in Japan, in the area of Japan, the innocent women, children, fathers, people that had nothing to do with Pearl Harbor, when they dropped the bomb on them, that was an explosion. That means that when the projectile hit it, it blew everything outward.
That's right. Good. That's a good example.
And this is exactly what you're saying. And see, the thing about an implosion is that it's generally sabotaged from within. That's the key here, and that's why Sister Davis is spot on. I think that's the best way that I've heard it explained ever.
Right, and it's coming on all levels. It's coming environmentally, mentally, spiritually, physically. It's just coming from all angles. It's absolutely coming from all angles. And if there's going to be survivors, because there's always survivors to anything. But you gotta know, for example, like you said, the World Trade Center, that was an implosion. And believe me, there were some people who got up that morning and said, guess what? I ain't going to work. Why? I don't know, but I ain't going to work. You know, and you hear testimonies where some people just did not go. They, you know, or their wife said, hey, honey, I made your doctor's appointment. Don't go to work today, because their frequency was so high that they sensed it. And those were the survivors, because they didn't go, you know, I mean, so we will have a level of survivors in this, but you have to be on a high enough frequency to realize it and to prepare for it. And that's what your show does. That's what your show's been doing all this time, is putting pieces of the puzzle together so that they see a total picture. And believe me, you already have the four corners. You know, when you do a puzzle, the first thing you do is the four corners. I know that's what I do. You know, if I want to get the puzzle done, I don't do the puzzle from the inside out. I do the corners first and the line around the outside. Mm-hmm. Then you can fill in the inside. And that's what the Tando Show is doing. It's the four corners. And you say it all the time, because you even say the four tables of preparation. That's the same thing. That's the four corners. And then you fill in the inside. And it's so valuable. It's you know, and I have like a withdrawal problem when I don't hear you guys. You know, if we, you know, we have a day off or something and our schedule gets crazy and we don't hear the show, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I missing? You know what I mean? I'm so addicted to it. You know what I mean? Because I'm addicted to information. You know, I'm addicted. We are. I'm glad I'm not addicted to any drugs, but I'm addicted to information. And if I can't use this information today, it's stored, and I'll use it another day.
But Sister Davis, hold on right there, because let me tell you why that's so important. Because in order for our ancestors to be able to establish, live, even in within the ecosystem, what was critical to them? It was information. They had to be able to establish an almanac. They had to be able to establish the celestial movements. They had to be able to map and just to be able to tell what different things, the seasons. They had to be able to have the information in order to get the desired outcome. Information gatherers are critical to building. It's the key to engineering. It is the foundation of geometry. And so that's why those type of individuals, how many of us really carry a knapsack, a book, a backpack ready to gain as much information and store it and go over it and absorb it and actually put it through our whole body and see it working and seeing how to manipulate it in different ways? Because then you are using one of the keys to thing, and I always know this about people that are information, people that love information, and they do something with it. They become the best teachers in the world, because the process of learning is never complete until you give away what it is that you have learned. And that's what you and Brother Davis exemplify.
Yeah, we definitely tell people that when we give them information, to please share it. I mean, that's, you know, we used to have, well, we just have to get some more printed out. We had these little information cards that we had our information, who we were, on the front, and our phone number. And on the back, I'll never forget it. The first website was called Unhealthy Earth, because that gives you an understanding of how unhealthy the earth is with the chemtrails and the bad water and the fluoride. That's just a real foundational website just to get people started. Then there was several other websites that we had on there. And we would give these cards away, and we would tell people the first thing, you know, make sure you share the information. Share it, please. Please share it. We even told people, look, you can take our picture off the front, put your picture on the front, and share it. Just share it. Just get people to understand how unhealthy the earth is. The second website talked about food with the Matrix, you know, which is a parody of the Matrix movie, telling you about your food supply. And, you know, it was just phenomenal that people need to understand that the food supply is being affected.
It's compromised. Yeah, compromised. Hey, Sister Davis, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. The time has ended. I just want to thank you. Tomorrow, hopefully, we'll let you all know. We'll post it inside of RDP. We'll post it inside of Tando, SGG. We'll post it everywhere. Dr. Umar Johnson may be on tomorrow. And definitely Dr. Hawkins will be on. Great, great show. Hopefully you all will be there. Everyone, if you want to get in on the membership, now's the time to do it. It's $25 for a month. And you can cancel at any time. So what you do is you can email me at WOLF6PACK1@gmail.com, or you could text me 951-790-8330 to get into the membership class, $25 a month, and you will learn the precious metals class. You will learn the preparedness. You will learn everything tomorrow. So we're out of here for tonight. Thank you, Sister Davis. Thank you, Mel. And Matt, all of you guys. Much love, much respect. Talk to you soon. Before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. God willing, we'll talk to you soon. Never goodbye, as always. I'll see you later. Take care.